This is for the players.
I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Josh Saunders.
And this is For The Players, the pop culture of PlayStation podcast, where it's 40 years of playing PlayStation and 6 plus years in that games media combined. We thought we'd throw our hats into the ring and join that PlayStation conversation.
If you would also like to join that PlayStation conversation, you can do so every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on YouTube, iTunes and other podcast services. How do you join that conversation? Simply head over to www.thepopculturist.com/questions. Give us your thoughts, questions and suggestions for the show. If week between shows is a little bit too long, please join us on Facebook, join us on Discord, and if you're feeling generous, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/thepopculturist. Head over there, check out the tiers, might be something there that interests you.
If you like this show and you want to wear some Pop Culturist branding, you can head to popculturist.com/shop, where we now have a line of merchandise.
Merchandise that even I don't have.
Yeah.
I don't own a shirt.
It's literally on its way.
I don't. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. This has always been the things because, you know, we've had shirts. They've been shit. Mm-hmm. Like, real bad quality. They feel like cardboard.
Yeah, cardboard with a picture on it.
I've worn them, like, once. And then wash them once and they faded. And I'm and like, I'm just not wearing
the color, the color's
yeah, got, like, my neck's as big as yours. Yeah.
Yeah, you got a big fat neck.
So they're really uncomfy. So I'm excited to see what the turnout is.
Yeah, so I bought a range. Mm. So we have, there's 6 different designs up there right now. Obviously, our brand, like the show, the Popsy logo, the Popsy Adam, and the design from James Perry for our time of playing PUBG. Mm-hmm. Now, if you are a fan of what we do and we say dumb things that are worth putting on shirts, if you have a design, whip it our way and we'll probably chuck it on a shirt.
Consider it, because we need stuff.
Yeah, hell no. And the best thing about the site that we're using, it does, in fact, put the logo on like a ton of shit. Phone covers, like pillowcases, like anything you can probably put a logo on. It's there. It's fantastic.
You know what our logo's not on?
What?
Video games.
It isn't. No. Are you playing games this week?
For you.
Yeah.
Speaking, it's Christmas. You know, work a lot, play not a lot.
Yeah, that's about right.
Played one indie game last week on Steam because it's becoming a weekend thing. Pull out the computers with the kid, jump on Steam.
It's a little land parties.
Find some free games and kind of go with them. Brawlhalla.
Hey.
It's like a 2D. It's on PlayStation now as of like a month ago.
Yeah, I remember being the drop, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a 2D, like Smash Brothers ish kind of game. It's good. It's good. Until you go into competitive mode.
And get your fucking ass handed to you?
I think I've learned something about myself.
Mm.
Is that I can't play competitive games anymore. Not because I'm shit at them. I'm about average. But they just get me so mad. Like, so angry.
Now, before we record, was it this week or last week where you rage uninstalled Fortnite?
It was when we did last week's FTP,
yeah.
I think.
Was it the night after? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll just stick to the single players these days.
Nice.
I play COD online, get mad. Play Overwatch, get mad. Fortnite, get mad. PUBG, get mad, but get more mad because the game runs like fucking
garbage.
Yeah,
well, I don't know why it network lags so hard at your place.
Me either, because nothing else ever does.
Mm. It's called an early access game.
Yeah, I mean, I parachuted in. I played one game of PUBG last week. Parachuted in right before I hit the ground. Network lag. And I'm like, fuck it. I'll wait this time because I normally just go, well, fuck it, I'll leave the game then. I'll wait. About 8 minutes of network lag, still alive, 40th. Yeah. And then when I finally decided to play, I died like 3 minutes later.
But nothing beats. So I played a little bit of PUBG this week, of course. We had our good buddy Craig come over.
You had a whole day of it, didn't you?
He did. He's like, with the game awards and all this sort of stuff, he's like, I need to see what this PUBG is. Like, you guys won't shut up about it. I need to find out what it is. I'm like, all right, come around. I'll bring the computer in the lounge and we'll set up a little thing and we'll play for a couple of hours. Yeah, 8 hours later, we're still playing PUBG.
Yeah.
We're doing like death for death sort of stuff.
Let me just jump in. You streamed it on Xbox.
Sure did.
And?
It runs like hot trash.
Yeah.
This is nothing to do with, like, I think it would have the same problem on PlayStation as well. It comes down to that game is really poorly optimized on PC, and bringing that across to Xbox is just a really bad
decision. Do you think they rushed it out before Christmas?
I wouldn't say.
Because apparently the physical game box just has a code in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you go to EB Games to buy PUBG for Xbox, you still got to download it.
Yeah.
Because it there's no disc.
It's like a 5 gig download. It's not too bad. It's about the same as the PC. It's about 2 gigs more than the PC version. Mm. I was playing with Kieran from the Explosion Network. We just happened to be playing at the same time, and we were like, hey! And then we started playing.
No, I'm an avid Redditor.
Yeah.
Redditor.
Destroying
Redditor. Reddit is... No, it's a controversial topic at the moment. Because the way I picture PUBG is like, I wanted to make this meme for a while. I just can't be fucked. But it's like, you know, the person there with PUBG on their face with a shield that says early access, and then all this criticism just bouncing off the shield.
And that's literally what it is. And I think that they've done that with the Xbox version. Like, it's Xbox early access.
It says game preview on the box.
Yeah, that's why it drops to single digit frames when you jump out of the plane. And it really does.
Yeah, I know. And I don't know. I'm in such a conflicted mind state about PUBG, because when I'm playing it, it is fun. But then, you know, I think they rushed it to console for the Christmas, for the big Christmas rush.
And because Xbox have nothing else.
They're working on the mobile side of things, where I think it's a different
China. That mobile, we won't see that.
But they're still doing that. You know, they've added microtransactions. They've had fully sanctioned esports tournaments. And it's still early access. Like, just focus on getting the game, which apparently is in a couple of days.
So by the just day or so after this goes up, it'll be live.
Yeah.
1.0.
Now, I hear from what you've said, the test server is actually pretty...
The test server is so different how it's laid out. Like, just the opening, right? Like, you know how it comes in your little warehouse or whatever. Now you're in like a sort of a field with a dynamic background. And playing in the test server is a very different experience.
Does it run any better?
It has a couple of different things that are better.
Okay.
I'm lucky with my PC, it runs pretty like fine. Like, I don't have too much major issue. There's a couple of additions that are really great. There's some new guns which are fun to dick around with. There's a vaulting system.
Okay.
So
you actually jump over.
Yeah, walk to a fence. You don't have to just go.
Or get a run up to get over.
Yeah, so you can just go, which is in the Xbox version. So like, they have brought some of those things over. So in the Xbox version, you can vault, which is cool. And that completely changes how you play, actually, because you don't avoid fences anymore.
Yeah. It's just kind of game, when I'm playing it and it's running well, I'm like, this is sweet. Yeah. But then when I sit back and like look at the game as a whole, I'm like, this is fucked. This is so fucked.
Yeah, I'm really curious to what 1.0 will do. But on the plus side, though, that'll when it's 1.0, we'll finally be able to critique it properly.
We'll see the Metacritic scores go and all of that.
I just a big thank you to Xbox Australia for sending the code through to Dave. Sent through to us. Mm-hmm. I still had fun, but there needs to be at least some sort of aim assist.
Yeah,
because you don't have that accuracy of mouse and keyboard, and it's like, say that fan right there.
Mm.
It's like, it's just, you can't get it.
Yeah, I know how it is.
Yeah. And then someone will go bing, and they'll lag over there, and you're like, what the fuck? And then you'll hit them.
And then
somehow.
You're dead. Yeah. Oh, well.
Other than that, I played Call of Duty because it was in my PlayStation. Did really surprisingly well. I think I talked about this last week, actually.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, and I played a little bit more since. I had the exact same moment. I was like,
am I getting good?
I'm like, am I good at this game? Like, am I getting better at this game by not playing it?
Surely enough, next round, no, I'm not getting better at this game.
No, I quit before the...
You went on out on a high.
I'm like, this is... I'm like, boop. I'm like, what the fuck? All right. I'm like, this is clearly my peak. I'm out. One thing I have noticed, though, a bit of a change. So now they've implemented microtransactions now. Like, they were there. We knew they were going to be there, but they weren't like full on thrown in. But now, if you talk to the quartermaster, it's they're just boom, there it is, boom, love them. You know that little when you're in the Normandy, a little lobby. Mm. They've now, I think, in a recent patch, have patched it so there's now people there.
So
because you know how like you and I would have to be in a party to see each other's Normandy, right? Now it's a bunch of so whoever's in the lobby with you,
yeah, right,
are all in that one Normandy.
Yep.
So it's cool. Chaos.
That's cool, I guess.
It's quite cool, though.
What's that got to do with microtransactions, though?
No, I'm just saying that's in there. You mentioned microtransaction with PUBG.
Yeah,
so that's in there. So I'm just saying, like, that's in there now as well. And Wednesday I played Star Wars Jedi Knight Jedi Academy on PC for a stream.
Mm.
Good game. Very good game.
Better than Battlefront 2?
Oh, yeah.
Not that we know.
Dylan would know. His review of the campaign is on the channel as we speak.
Sneaky bastard bought a PS4 and didn't tell us.
Yeah. I'm like, we have 1,000 games. Do you want to borrow them?
At least they can be part of the gaming conversation now.
That's true, but it's very good.
Speaking of gaming conversation,
This brings us to the section we call Inform the Players. We tell you about the PlayStation news that happened this week.
We've got six-ish bits of news this week.
It's really quiet now. It's the end of the year.
It's a bit of a quiet week, end of the year, but, you know, always something to talk about. This is cool. Proving 2017 has at least one more surprise left in it, Ubisoft has revealed that a new special event for Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands, teasing a legendary cameo in the process, the Predator. The Predator doesn't feature it overtly in the trailer, but Ubisoft isn't exactly being subtle about it. The skinned bodies, the iconic Predator growl, the font, it can only mean one thing. Ubisoft has cooked up a story, and it's about to drop us into the meat grinder. The upcoming event is called The Hunt, and Ubisoft will be unveiling a first glimpse of it at twitch.tv/Ubisoft at noon EST on December 13th, and for us in Australia, it's 4 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, December 14th. That's cool.
It is really cool. I like how the article you've pulled. They're like, oh, they're not so sure about. Like the email I got from Ubisoft Australia was like, hey, Predators and Ghost Recon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like super obvious.
It's like, because I remember hearing about it earlier in the week, and I just like Googled it, like Google Predator in Wildlands, and pulled up the first story that came up, and just put that in.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's definitely Predator.
It's cool.
I think it because. You know, we got Wildlands. I played it once with you and James.
Not my son, James. No, not your son. James Waters, who now has his own show, his own podcast.
Oh, really?
Called Nerds in Places.
Oh, cool.
He's approached me, and he would like to get us on there at some point.
Cool,
so.
Sweet. But yeah, I played Check it out. Once, South so I was like, it's not for me. It's like The Division in the jungle, and The Division was cool, but then it wasn't.
Apparently, the game's got a lot more in now with all the... We probably should check it out because we were given the gold edition, thanks to Ubisoft. So we had the season pass, and I'd be curious. We should go and...
I'm keen just to play it for this Predator thing. I think it's cool.
Yeah. But before we jump into that, next bit of news, there is some more Ubisoft news we should look into. So all the Ubisoft has given us some good news this week. There's also some bad news.
Which was actually...
Last week. Because we didn't
the week before last.
Yeah, because we didn't do news last week.
Yeah, so three Ubisoft games have been delayed. Far Cry 5 is now slated for March 2017, 2018. The Crew, as opposed to February 27th, The Crew 2 will now be released in the first half of fiscal 2018-2019, instead of March 16th, 2018. And also, in addition, one of the three unannounced franchise games initially planned for release fiscal 2018-2019 will now be released fiscal 2019 to 2020.
There's a quote there.
End of March is a bit fucked.
Well, yeah. There's a lot going on there. If God of War is rumored to hit then there as well. Jesus.
Well, I'll tie all it in because Ni No Kuni 2 has also been delayed to March 23rd, 2018 as well. That was the next bit of news. So what is there? There's Ni No Kuni, Far Cry 5, God of War.
Potentially God of War.
March 22nd was the leaked
date, yep.
Rumored date, which they didn't confirm at PSX. March is looking like the October already. Because remember, October this year was a bit messy.
Yeah.
What is wrong with your mouth?
I've got fucking baby hair or something in my mouth. I don't know.
You're not meant to lick him.
I can't get it. Well, I do.
Well, I do. He's cute.
He likes it.
He likes it. I like it. All good.
It's good for everyone.
But this is... I think this is a... This is good for Ubisoft in the way that now it's obvious they're not just... Put the game out on the date. We'll fucking fix it when we can. Yeah.
There's a quote in the press release. I know it was in that article. Talking about taking more time, Assassin's Creed Origins gave a better result.
Oh, here it is. This decision is in line with our strategic vision of developing even more engaging, high-quality experiences for gamers. Taking more time with Assassin's Creed Origins enabled our talented development team to fully express their creative vision. As expected, this has had a very positive impact on the game's quality and largely participated to its commercial success. Taking a similar approach, we have decided to invest additional development time into upcoming games.
Cool, and that was from Christine
Burgess Quaymar?
Ubisoft's Worldwide Studio exec. Now, credit, Dave Chataway. Dave was right. He was like, fuck, it's not coming out in Feb. I'm like, bullshit. No. We played it. This game's dope. It's coming out.
Well, that was when Far Cry Primal released. It was February as well.
But no, it's going to be a gnarly end of the month, but I'm really keen for Far Cry 5. So I'm like, if that game's still good, good for me.
I was keen for Ni No Kuni 2 until I played it. I think it was a hard game.
It was a poor demo.
Yeah. I wasn't feeling it at EB or PAX when I played it.
I played it and I was like, I don't get it.
Yeah. It kind of just dumped you in like the middle of a battle. It's like,
well, because the only booth that was free was one that a demo someone clearly started.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, I'll see what this is. I'm like, I don't know what this is.
I'm pretty sure that was the start of the demo.
Yeah.
From what I played as well. Number three, Naughty Dog's landmark adventure series Uncharted has crossed a significant sales milestone, with the series racking up a lifetime sales of 41.7 million units since 2007. Sony made the announcement during a 10th anniversary panel at PAX 2017, clarifying that this included sales of Nathan Drake's Centric Games, as well as the recent follow-up adventure, The Lost Legacy. And also includes the sales figures for the remastered Nathan Drake collection. This indicates the series has sold over 13 million units, over a quarter of its total in the past 18 months alone, given the figure was around 28 million by May 2016.
So I should also mention, there is the NECA Nathan Drake figure behind me. You may be able to see it. Very lovely present from my mother for Christmas. She gets it. She knows what's up.
It's because you helped your stepdad play it so much.
Yeah, yeah, she gets it. this is fantastic.
For a first party.
And I should also mention, yeah, 10th anniversary. That's fantastic.
Yeah, for a first party, you know, series only on the one platform, well, a couple of platforms, but, you know, for the one developer.
What the fuck is in my mouth?
I don't know. That's rad. 41 million is insane. Nearly 42.
Speaking of PSX, because I, when we did the stream last week, they hadn't done any of the panels yet. Like, I did watch the 10th anniversary panel.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good seeing everyone on stage because they had. I'll go by their characters to make it easier. So we had Nathan, we had Sally, we had Elena, we had Chloe, we had Nadine, we had Sam, and then a couple of the villains. It was awesome.
Yeah, it would have been. I haven't watched
it's so it. Jarring because none of them put voices. I think the villains did, but like like Nolan North and you know Ashley Birch and is Ashley Birch no, whatever her name is, you know like. Rebecca Black, that's not her name. Claudia Black.
Rebecca Black.
Yeah, Rebecca Black's in there. What
the fuck?
Like, none of them put voices on. They have slightly amped up voices for the characters if they need to.
Yeah.
But, like, Nolan North is Nathan Drake. Sully is, like, you know.
Well, we know that from Nolan North when we saw him at Supernova.
Like, it's just so cool to be like, it's kind of off, like, it's a bit, not jarring is the wrong word, but it's kind of like.
Because your brain recognizes the voice to a certain vision.
Yeah.
And now you're seeing that voice from a different. Perspective.
Yeah. And like the panel was fantastic. They talked about stories and they showed like original audition footage and all this really cool stuff. It's great. I have such a soft spot for Uncharted. Like it's insane. Like I've not played it. Like I, in terms of the 10 years that it's been around, I've only known it for about 7, I guess. Like I remember, I think I jumped in at Uncharted 2.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like,
I bought the remastered collection last year. That was my first time with it.
Dived in hard.
I bought it last year, the year before. When did Uncharted 4 come out?
Year before, because Uncharted 4 was the start of last year.
I bought it a few months before Uncharted 4 came out to get all caught up. I finished 1, finished 2. I reckon I'm about 70% of the way through 3, but then Uncharted 4 dropped, so I just got into Uncharted 4, which I haven't finished yet.
And Lost Legacy, haven't started yet.
Haven't started yet. That's okay. We got 2 open betas coming up.
Yay!
I'll jump down here. The first one, Monster Hunter World is having another beta. This time it's open and you don't need PS Plus to participate. We'll be running in Australian time, December 23rd at 4 a.m. to December 27th, right over Christmas.
Cool.
Right over Christmas. And preloads beginning on December 18th. If you downloaded the beta the last time it was on beta, a couple weeks ago, or last week, you don't have to do anything. It uses the same...
I just deleted it.
Did you?
I downloaded the beta, like ready to go. I'm like, cool. I know when they had the PlayStation closed, but not closed beta, but PlayStation beta. I was like, I'm going to jump in this so hard.
It was a PS Plus beta.
And I didn't because I got distracted by life. And now I'm like, and then I'm glad it's coming back.
Well, if it's still on your system and you want to play it again, just keep it there because you'll be able to just boot it up during those times. And the other open beta I want to talk about, Metal Gear Survive, will have an open beta on PS4 and Xbox One from January 18th to 21st. No PC beta has been announced. The beta will allow players to enter co-op mode that sees them build, defend, and fight alongside friends online. Playing the beta earns players bonus items in the full game upon release, including a fox hound in capitals, nameplate, a Metal Gear Rex head accessory, and a bandana accessory. And it will be full release on February 20th.
So I'm going to play the beta. Because I'm curious about Metal Gear Survive, like a car crash.
Well, how's it going to be without Kojima?
Yeah, when you drive past a crash, you're like, oh, that's nasty looking.
But you can't help it.
Yeah, but you slow down. Yeah.
Like pull over and take your phone.
Yeah, as you're moving past, I'm like. Yeah, like, and then I, like, once I'm done looking, I'll scooter off and drive past and think about it again. And I imagine that's how I'm going to feel like Metal Gear Solid Survive. Like, once again, Metal Gear Solid is another franchise that I've loved for 15 years at this point. I'm not like, I certainly don't think Kojima is the genius everyone says he is. There are some batshit things.
Heresy.
Hardly. Like, he's fucking creative and very, very intelligent and definitely a unique vision. Genius, not so, not to the full extent. So, like...
Well, games aren't made by one person.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I don't know if they're using, the Metal Gear Solid 5 team.
They are literally... they're letting... What's left of that team. Yeah. They're essentially using all the assets of Metal Gear Solid 5. The Phantom Pain, and they're just kind of, they're putting it into an alternate universe. So during one of the battles, a big fucking wormhole opens up above the sky and a bunch of shit gets yanked through, and that's how that's how they explain it's a Metal Gear game, but it's not in the main line of Metal Gear, so you're not going to be Snake, you're not going to be that. That's how they get around it,
the old comic book trope.
The many Earths theory.
That's just fucking convoluted.
It's so dumb. Well, yeah, like Metal Gear Solid could get any more convoluted.
Yeah, you know, we have played any of them, so...
I think we should one day, for a stream, we'll do the original PlayStation 1.
I think it's a bit more batshit crazy than I ever gave it credit for.
Oh, totally. Because
I always thought it was a very down-to-earth stealth action game.
There are.
It is as well.
There's a lot of really grounded, smart, political statements.
Then I watch, gameplay of Metal Gear Solid 5 and people get tied to balloons and shot up into space. And I'm like, what is
that? And the game opens with you escaping a giant hospital with a big fucking on fire whale. And the enemies are literal, supernatural stuff. Like, there's a guy called Vamp who, funny enough, is a vampire.
Oh.
There's a guy named...
Wolf?
There's War... Oh, no, it's Psycho Mantis. And he's a...
I've heard that name.
A telepathic... child. He's like, he's redhead. He's like, wears a straitjacket. And he's like, can't see his face. A gas mask on. And he just,
I think it's a bit more out there than I ever gave.
Yeah, because I want to replay the first one because I fucking love it. Because I haven't played it in a very long time. I think it would be a good stream. It'll also take a while to get, we'd be janky because
we do have one more stream left for the one more stream left for the year. So we got to make it a good one.
Yeah, it's a good deal. I don't know what it's gonna be.
Second last bit of news. A little bit of microtransaction stuff.
We love talking about it so much.
This is a bit of a positive one, though. Square Enix can claim a few of the year's biggest success stories with games like Nier Automata, Final Fantasy XV, and the continued success of Final Fantasy Online. And while Square Enix has floated games as a service as the future of the industry, bolstered by a successful series of mobile games, it appears the recent controversies around microtransactions have made an impact on the company. In a recent interview with Square Enix CEO Yosuke Mikami, what is wrong with my fucking
it's
mouth?
It's because my baby is screaming very loudly.
In a recent interview with Square Enix CEO Yosuke Matsuda for MCV, the Square Enix head shared some thoughts about microtransactions in the current game climate and how the practice might not suit console games. Quote, "What people expect and want in home console game is perhaps quite different from what people want in a mobile game," said Matsuda. "The way that console games are made, the volume of content and how much effort goes into them, there's something that in that which doesn't fit in the mind with microtransactions." That's the only quote, but it seems like Square are like, yeah, maybe we won't do this.
I'm sure they will. Yeah,
but I don't know. I think it was just with all this shit with EA and stuff that it's a nice statement for a publisher as big as Square to be like, we hear you. Even though they're a business and they're probably still going to do it, at least they put something out there.
Yeah, like I'm going to. I certainly think they're doing it. It's almost guaranteed good PR right now to be,
But I mean, if he was asked about it in the interview, he's going to answer it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they put out a statement like, "Here's what we think."
Yeah, but they're like, regardless of whether like, oh man, they can make a ton of money out of that. Like, yeah, but have you seen what EA is going through right now? Have you seen? Like, okay, cool.
Okay, cool. No worries.
But it's kind of like. We talk about this with Game Awards, right? So Bethesda did that little, single player thing. Like, that's 100%. It's sweet, but it's total just PR.
Yeah, and it was good.
And it's really good. Yeah. You know what I mean? But, that's the thing. It's like everything has that little spin to it. Like, they wouldn't make that video just for the fun of it.
No, but it's just Bethesda would have gone, people worry about single player games. We only make single player games. So. Let's embrace that and let's take advantage of what we do and spin it in a good public space. Yeah. So, Bethesda went out of the way and they're like, we're not doing multiplayer games anymore. We're only going to do single player because they only do single player anyway.
Except for Elder Scrolls Online.
Except for Elder Scrolls Online. But that's the MMO. That's
a bit different.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Square Enix.
Yeah,
last bit of news for the week. Top selling games for week ending 10th of November 2017. Starting at number 10, The Sims 4. Number 9, Horizon Zero Dawn. Number 8, NBA 2K18. Number 7, Crash Insane Trilogy. Number 6, Need for Speed Payback. Number 5, GT Sport. Number 4, FIFA 18. Number 3, Arse Origins. Number 2, Battlefront 2. Number 1, COD World War 2.
I think
COD being up the top is no surprise given the time of year we're in. It is like the number one go-to, even though it's ass. It's still selling. I guarantee you not everyone playing it is over 18. I can guarantee you. I promise you. That much.
You put those proximity chats on.
It's like PUBG proximity chats. So bad.
Pretty bad.
So bad. No surprises there. I mean, it's not really anything new out to really take the world by storm.
Yeah, no,
at the
like
moment.
November and December have been incredibly quiet, so like it's pretty much people catching up on what they haven't played throughout the year. Mm. And I think that's what we're going to see for December's numbers. It's a bunch of popular games that haven't been picked up yet. Alrighty, so we just had to stop for a minute to go check on my son because he's screaming bloody murder. Turns out mum just wanted to change his nappy. Mm. So, yeah.
To be fair, if someone forcibly took my pants off, I'd probably cry too.
Yeah, but if I pooped my pants and I was like, I don't know how to get this out. Can you know how to do this? Can you take this out for me?
Yeah.
And then you try to do it. You're like, what are you doing?
You don't have that rationale as a 1 year old though.
As a 1 year old, he's just like, I pooped and you want me to lay down? I want to lay down. I want to move around.
I like this feeling.
No, I don't know. I don't know this feeling. I just like moving around.
Anyway,
now that I can crawl and walk, that's what I want to do.
I don't blame him. So.
So that's all the news for this week. So we're moving into the main topic of conversation. And with literally 1 week until Christmas, we thought we could talk about what gifts to get that PlayStation lover in your life. Mm-hmm. Now, the PlayStation lover in my life, this man right here.
Hello.
So I thought I would do the nice thing and buy all the pop culture staff a nice little gift for Christmas and sort of a thank you for working hard this year, because you know none of us get paid, so it's kind of like we do all this out of the love for it or for the fun of it. So,
ooh, except for the little bit of Patreon money we get, thank
the
you.
The Patreon
very
money,
much.
But the that Patreon helps. Money doesn't pay us; it reimburses back within the program.
But it does help with everything.
It does help. So I didn't use Patreon money to buy the presents. I used my own money.
I hope not, because you meant to run that by everyone before you spend anything.
So I bought everyone a nice little gift.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what can I get? What can I get Josh? I know what I'll get Josh. I'll get Nier Automata. He's been talking about Nier Automata since it was like released in what, March?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I wouldn't buy it. I can't find it the right price. I'm like, oh. Blah, blah.
Not right price. Or if it was the right price, it wasn't the right time.
Mm.
You know, there's always a reason for me not to get it.
Yeah. So I was like, fuck this. I'm going to buy it for him. And then when we have, because we're about to have a little meeting and sort of break down what we want to do for 2018, and like he's gonna fucking blow his mind. He's gonna everybody's not gonna know how he's worked. He's like, no,
you know what, before today I would have been actually so happy with that, like incredibly, like it would have been really good before today.
Yeah, you know why before today? Because 20 minutes before he rocked up here, literally on the way here, he stopped at the local shopping center. I got a message within a group chat. He's like, yeah, look what I just bought.
Just in time for Game of the Year.
I'm like, you son of a bitch. I'm going to fucking stab you in the face.
The reason I got it today is, one, I was in EB Games anyway because I had to get some gift cards for a couple of the family members for Christmas. And it was there, just on the shelf. And I hadn't seen it on a shelf for months and months and months, and it's still on special at $47 at EB Games. I just thought, you know what, I'm here, it's Christmas, spending all this money on everyone else, fuck it, I'm just gonna buy this for myself. Because next week's episode, the last episode of FTP for the year, is Game of the Year Awards, and I am so sure that Nier would be in my Game of the Year Awards if I had could play it. So now I've given myself a week to play it. So yeah, on the way here I was late specifically because I went to buy Nier Automata, so sorry.
That's but fine. No, I have it.
Not sorry either. Yeah, but now you have it to play. Woo! As well. So that's good. Yeah.
So, now I've got to think of a new present for him.
I don't think I'm that hard to buy for him, am I?
You're not the best. Not as bad as Dylan, that's for sure. Yeah. So, what we thought we would do as our main topic this week, we've each bought 5, so 10 things that you could buy the PlayStation lover in your life for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are silly. Some of them are sensible.
Some are expensive.
Some are stupidly expensive.
Yeah. Right, so how do you want to start this?
Okay, I'll start off with you.
Okay. So I've gone for 5 things that I think either...
All right, I'm using the computer, so I'm going to pull that up too.
I think the 5 I picked is either they don't have one and will be really thankful to have one, but they didn't know they needed it, or they've already got one and it's probably worn out and wouldn't mind having a new one. So the first one that I'll go with is an Energizer dual charger for your PlayStation controllers.
Very specific. Now, are you going to put pictures up in the edit?
Oh, I'll try.
Maybe.
No much time I'll have. If I can, I'll put pictures up. Otherwise, it's basically a dock that needs a PowerPoint, and when you're done with your controllers, when you finish playing, pop it in there and they'll charge. You never worry about plugging it in anymore, because I've got one as well. Since I bought it, it's like my number one accessory for my PlayStation. Yeah. Controllers are never out of battery.
Yeah, so I've got the two and forever they have to plug them in the thing. And
how many times have we gone to stream and it's like the controller battery's flashing? So at the moment...
Now that your son lives with you as well...
Yeah, they're getting used a lot more.
You'll be using a double the amount of controller use.
So there are quite a few different ones you can get, ranging from... $28 up to $50. There's Sony licensed ones, there's off-brand ones. The one I'm recommending is the Energizer one. It's normally $50. EB Games have it at the moment for $28. Now, not sponsored, you know, nothing like that with any of their businesses.
Sponsored by EB Games, you would know about it already. Just saying.
Just disclaimer, all the companies I'm going to mention through my list, we we're not affiliated with it all. But $28 is a fucking steal for this thing. It looks sharp, you know, nice and glossy. It's got a nice design on it. And for $28, because I spent $50 on mine back in the day, I think it's a well worth a gift.
I personally use the PlayStation official branded charger. Mm. I just ran out of PowerPoints under my entertainment unit, so I don't use it anymore.
Okay, that's a shame. Because this thing has saved. Just anytime I'm done playing, just pop it in the dock and you guarantee got little lights on it to show if it's charging or at full charge. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great accessory. Probably not my number one accessory for my PlayStation.
Very good. See, I've gone a different route. You've gone sort of sensible, sort of like these are things you might need.
Mm.
I have gone with stupid shit just to show that your love of PlayStation for people.
A tattoo voucher.
That would be my perfect gift. I'm like, really? You bought me a voucher.
I gotta go get it done.
And he's like, what tattoo are you gonna get? I'm like, it has to be PlayStation, right?
It's written on the PlayStation gift voucher.
So mine is, when you're off splashing your money around buying other PlayStation things, why not do it with a PlayStation wallet? Oh, I have a PlayStation wallet. Except the one that I'm referring to in particular, once again, is on EB Games. It is the PlayStation 1. In a wallet form. My personal one that I picked off eBay. It's all DualShocks. It looks really, really sharp, really cool.
I have a Nintendo one. It folds out like the NES controller originally. Nice. It's fucking filthy though.
Yeah.
I've been using it for
so long. That's why I'm looking at a new wallet.
My only concern with that one in particular,
There's no coin purse.
I'll put pictures on the screen because I'm going to have to, but it's white.
Yeah.
And I got dirty hands, man.
Mine's like a cream. And it's PlayStation Grey. It's very dirty. No, it's PlayStation Grey. Yeah. The only difference is this one doesn't have a coin section, which could be a hit or miss depending on who you are.
Yeah, fair enough. Might encourage you to leave a few more tips in the little jars and stuff every now and then. Okay, my second one.
Have a lot of loose change in your pocket.
My second one. Now this is in regards to PS Plus. I've never had a year sub because I've never been able to like. I can spend $70 right now to get a whole year. So I've always been a month or 3 months sub.
Mm.
If someone gave me a PS Plus sub for 1 year, $70, I'd be fucking stoked. And the thing is with the PS Plus sub is that even if they already have time on their sub, it's going to run out eventually. So you've just given them a year's free.
You just jumped on top.
There is no downside to getting someone a year PS Plus sub,
mm-hmm.
I don't think. I'd be very happy to get any kind of sub as a gift. And I think, $70 is around what people want to spend on people, I guess-ish. It might not be the flashiest gift. It might not be like, whoa, but in practicality, it's like, that's actually really handy because I'll put it on straight away. I'd have to think about my sub for another year and a half. So, yeah.
Easy. Mine's a little different one again. Wait, but this one's a bit more subtle. Rather than whipping out your wallet, you're like, maybe you've got yourself... You know, we're at an age right now where a lot of our friends are getting married. They're having nice events. I don't know, mine are, you know. So, like...
Unless you have an event, I have no friends to go to any events. So, your wedding is, like, the only event I've been to.
Actually, all my friends are now married, so I don't have any events set up.
Baby stuff.
If for any reason that you need to suit up, got yourself a nice shirt, need some cufflinks... Why not get yourself some fucking PlayStation cufflinks?
Where can you get them?
EB Games. I went to EB Games website, I'm going to say. But there's two variants. There's one which no, these are available on like eBay. I've seen them on eBay as well. Mm. There's one variant which is more like the DualShock. So you've got the directional buttons on your one side and the sacred symbols on the other. Mm-hmm. The one I'm looking at right now, it's black. It's the sacred symbols on both.
Chrome finish?
With a chrome finish in the clip part with a nice black shiny top.
I will put pictures up because otherwise it's hard to see.
When I used to dress nicer for work, because I don't care anymore, I used to wear a lot of like dress shirts and stuff, and I would wear a lot of cufflinks, and I've had like some Batman ones, mm. like all a little flared. It's a good way to like, when you have to wear kind of shit things to work, it's the one way to
personalize it how you can.
You personalize it how you can. So now I wear whatever I want because I don't care. So I just wear the shirts that entertain me. And this one gets a lot of enjoyment at work. I was like, ah, it's because you're fat. Yeah, I know, right? It's the point. So it's a nice little flair in there.
Yeah, cool.
And a bear as well.
My next one. Now, this is also something I wouldn't mind receiving myself as a gift, just in the way that everyone that has a PlayStation has one, but a new one can make a world of difference. A new controller.
Mm.
So the PlayStation now have a ton of different colours out. Online you can get, on eBay you can get fucking so many different controllers now. And the thing is, if you've already, everyone already has one, but an extra one is never goes amiss.
That's true.
And even getting a new controller in your hand, you don't realise how fucked the controller you've been using has become over the years. Because I'm still using the OG controller from the PS4 when I first bought it from four or five years ago now. I guarantee if I picked up a brand new controller, I'd be like, wow, my controller is fucked. So yeah, you can personalize them, $60 to $100, all different colors, all different
patterns. So they've just released the crystal gel, they call the crystal ones, like the see-through ones, like there's red, blue, and there's like a clear. Now people love them. Like, we know our buddy Sam, who's one of our community members, collects controllers. He has hundreds of controllers, I imagine. For some reason, for me, the clear plastic ones always made me think of, because I had a like a third party shithouse one on PS1, and that was the shitty controller. So that was always kept aside. So in my head, I've associated the clear with the shitty controller. Even these ones are official.
It's like in the old days when you go to a friend's house to play a two-player game, and they'd get the proprietary controller, and you get some fucking mad cat shit to play on for player two.
Well, now, like, because PlayStation, like, continuing, like, this is not my suggestion, but it's continuing on yours. So you've got the standard controllers that are there. They've also got the Razer and the other people. They've made like ultimate, kind of like the elite versions of the controllers for PlayStation.
I'd love an elite PlayStation controller, but it would have to be an official.
Yeah, I don't Sony want a third controller. Party one.
I don't know. I don't know how third party controllers just never do it for me. I don't know. But yeah, I think a new controller would be dope.
Cool. So we're at like two each now. Yeah.
I've done three. You're doing your third now.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, if you want to show that love around the house, you get, what are they called? PlayStation 1 coasters, Volume 1. So PlayStation have released a set of coasters that look like PlayStation 1 games. You get Gran Turismo, Wipeout, Prapper the Rapper, and Destruction Derby. And you just have them on the table when you put your drinks on them, and it looks really cool.
They look dope, actually.
They look super cool. Because to the credit, they are the PAL ones, so it looks like we remember, it's not the NTSC ones, which had the PlayStation logo up on the left-hand side. So it's reminiscent for us, it's good nostalgia, and it's one of those things that you'd be like, oh, that's super cool.
Even so, they'd be cool to display as well.
Yeah, it's like, that's probably, if I'd have picked them up, they'd be up here. Yeah. They'd be on the shelves. Yeah. And for $25, like, no complaints.
Cool. I'm just mulling it over in my head now.
You're thinking about them now?
They're pretty cool. I don't have coasters.
If you don't have coasters, they're the ones you want.
Number four from me is something I purchased for myself recently because I started playing a bit of online stuff with you guys. Headset. Now, I found that even when I'm not playing online with other people, for games that I know that are really ambient and have a lot to do with, you know, sound design and everything, I found myself using the headset anyway instead of using my soundbar over there, which I'll be doing for now. I'll be using my headset.
Comparing the soundtracks,
fucking rad. Yeah. So the headset I went with is the Astro A10.
Mm-hmm.
There are three models you can get. They're all in different boxes. The blue one says PS4, the green one says Xbox, and the red one says PC. they're all the same fucking headset. It's just the color for the whatever.
Yeah, and they're all so they're all the 3mm jack you plug straight into the controller, yep. And it works yep. fine.
Microphone is clipped down, clip up. When it's clipped up, it's auto muted.
Yep.
So you know if you need to yell at your kid or something, just pop it up.
It just happened.
An issue I had back on WoW back in the day. Jumped on Ventrilo for the first time to do a raid with a whole 23 other people I'd never met before, and Harley was like. Two and she was just whinging all day, just you know, the
and you're like, I'm trying to play games, piece of
I
shit.
I said, can you just sit down and be quiet? And my mate goes, Josh, you left your mic on. And I was about to spend another 3 hours with these people raiding.
Bounced.
Yeah, no, I stayed. I wanted the loot, dude. But anyway, it's super comfy. I think it's at a good price at $96. You can get them from EB Games, JB Hi-Fi if you needed it before Christmas. So you have plenty in stock because I was out there recently. I went with the blue just because it's blue. PlayStation is blue. But I think the red one looks pretty sweet too. The red one says PC, but it does work with anything. I think it's a super sweet headset.
So same goes with this one as well. You can take that. If you bought the blue one, you can take it to literally all your devices.
Yeah, I use it on my PC. I've used it on my smartphone before. Anything
incredibly durable headset too.
Yeah, really durable. You can like twist it and bend it and stuff, which is good because I have this thing where I always forget it's plugged in and then you kind of walk away.
Yeah. The benefit of having it plugged into the controller though is it's not
so yeah, not so bad. But on the computer I've done it a couple times. But yeah, no, I haven't had a headset for probably 5 years and I forgot how much they can add to certain games. So yeah, the Astro A10 headset I highly recommend.
I've gone a different way.
Fucking Jesus.
Yeah. So you've got yourself a nice, well-priced headset there. Mm-hmm. When we were at PAX, I stumbled past the Razer booth and I was introduced to the Razer Thresher Ultimate PlayStation 4 headset. So I'm a big fan of Razer products. I've got a, you know, Razer most things. I've just picked up myself the Razer Manowar 7.1. Mm-hmm. Now they work with PlayStation.
You'd hope so.
Yeah, which is great. And it does have 7.1 support, but that 7.1 support apparently is only with the PC.
Right.
It's a bummer. Okay. But if you want that 7.1 surround sound, and for some reason you really love this person, you can buy them. But the Razer Thresher Ultimate.
For
$429.90.
I love no one that much. No, I didn't love not even my much. Kids get that much spent on them at Christmas time. But it looks pretty sweet.
But it's fantastic. So it's 7.1. It's wireless. It's beautiful. It's comfy. Like it
comes with that stand.
It comes with a dope stand. And yep. it looks to be an exceptional headset.
Pretty like much top of the line. Yeah.
So it's 50mm drivers. It's like at $440, you want it $430. You want it to be like the best headset you possibly can get for your PlayStation. And I think this is by far the best PlayStation.
I'm just picturing headset. Playing Senua's Sacrifice.
Oh, playing Hellblade through, with that? Ooh, that. A 7.1? Amazing. Fuck. Absolutely yeah, it would be amazing. Super duper good.
Well, there's two headset options at least. So you're under 100 or over 400.
Yeah, it's, you know, yeah.
Yeah, there are, of course, every price point in between.
As I said, like the Razer the Razer Manowar that I picked up, it's I bought it on Black Friday. It hasn't arrived yet because they were limited stock apparently. Mm. But that retails for about $200. I got it for $111. So
it's pretty sweet.
You shop around the right place, you'll get the headset you want. But these are literally the end.
Be all end all of headsets.
Yeah.
Okay, fifth and last suggestion from me, looking at games. Now, we didn't suggest too many games because games are very kind of personal choice. It is hard to pick something for someone else.
That's correct. And I with think. Next week being our game of the year, they're going to obviously
that's
be recommendations.
That's essentially our recommendations. Yeah. Yeah. So, but the only games I would like to recommend as a whole are the Playlink games. Mm. Now, because Playlink, one, it offers a unique experience that a lot of people wouldn't have tried before. Two, the spread of games they have at the moment pretty much fit every criteria. You've got Hidden Agenda for your
more adult centric.
You can play it single player, heavily story driven game. You've got Knowledge is Power, which is a fun quiz style game, probably teens and up. Yeah, and then for the whole family you've got That's You. Now all of these games have physical copies, go for about $23.
Yep,
roughly. That's You at the moment is free on PS Plus until the end of December. Still, they keep extending how long it's free for, which is great. But I think they're fun games. Hidden Agenda is fun to play alone. That's You and Knowledge is Power is fun in a different kinds of group settings, but they are really unique experiences too. And because of their pricing, it is like a stocking stuffer as well.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, get you this, and just one last thing to top it off. Give this a go. You might fucking love it.
Yeah.
And we've played all of them, and I highly recommend all of them. They're all very, very good games. I like Playlink as a service, and I would like to see it flourish.
Agreed. One thing that I would like to see flourish.
You can tell through our suggestions, you can tell our different financial situations. Oh, right?
No. These things, I picked these purely for the novelty. Like, as I said, your choice was really sort of sensible. I was like, all right, I like to flash off my PlayStation love, because like my day-to-day bag is a PS1. Like, it looks like a PS1.
And out of that PS1 bag, you pull your PS1 wallet.
Yeah, I'm like, I put my wallet, I put my phone, and then I pull out my phone. There's a bunch of person shit comes out of that.
Like PSD.
Yeah. I'm like, here's a notebook that I write. It's got PlayStation on it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty lame that way. But I like to show what I love in with what I wear, with what I carry around, with that sort of stuff.
Speaking of wearing.
Yeah, so what shows your PlayStation love more than walking around the street with a fucking PSVR on your head? Don't do it. It's not very safe. But yeah, so I said, once again, I thought I'd go balls to the wall with my last one and go PSVR. PSVR originally launched in like October of 2015, sorry. What year are we now?
No, 16.
2016.
Last year.
So when it kicked off, it had a bunch of great, fantastic games. It had like, you know, Batman, Resident Evil, I can't think of any more. VR Worlds is fucking fantastic, of course.
Job Simulator.
So there was some really good games that kicked it off, and it continued to release games, not obviously as big, but throughout the weeks and the months and whatnot. And then coming at the end of this year, in October and November, we got Skyrim, we got Doom VR. Like, if you were to look, it's kind of in the same way the Switch is, right? It's been a year, you can look back and you can see the value in it. So as you're going throughout the age of the VR, you're kind of looking at it as it happens, like, man, this is kind of a regretful purchase. Mm-hmm. But then now, if you look back, it's like, no, I've made the right decision.
Especially with PSX last week, they've shown a lot of PSVR support going forward, yeah, as well.
It's only going to get better, because now it takes time to develop games.
I think I read somewhere there's about 2 million units out in the wild.
There's at least 2 million units out in the wild, and I think that number should grow, because as I said, development of games takes more than a year.
Yeah.
So people have been, you know, either they just started before launch or they worked on them a little bit, you know, before. So I think we're going to see a lot more games within the next year. You know, Fallout 4 VR coming sometime in 2018. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of cool stuff coming.
It's a couple bundles.
Impatient.
Yeah, it's a couple bundles you can get at the moment.
Yeah, there was a bundle around Black Friday with Skyrim. It comes with the camera, does come with the moves though. And we should also mention that if you were to go to the shops and buy a PSVR now, you would get the newer version. So essentially, PSVR version 1.2. Like, so the headphones, rather than being attached to the cord, they're now built into the headset themselves, so they don't add an additional cord to get tangled. The cords are thinner and lighter.
Mm-hmm.
The breakout box, which separates between your PS4 and the TV, now has HDR pass-through, so you'll never have to unplug it. You just leave it in, and then you can jump between your headset and... Because right now, with the version I have, in order for me to use HDR, I have to unplug it. It's a little bit dicking around, but it's fine.
And said all of that, what's it going to cost you?
Standard price at this moment varies.
About 500 bucks.
About 500 bucks.
Yeah,
is given. Yeah. So if you really love someone, and for some reason they're approaching love and don't have it, and you're a big fan.
You were needing to think of another gift to get me, seeing as I bought Nier.
That's true. I did. Yeah, Nier Automata did kind of fall flat.
I don't know how the rest of the team would feel about me getting a $500 gift when they get chump change. But
run us through that list again, Josh. What are the top 10 things that we think you should buy the PlayStation Lover in your life?
Energizer dual PlayStation controller charger, a year PS Plus sub, a new colored controller, an Astro A10 headset, any of the PlayLink games, a PlayStation wallet, PlayStation cufflinks, PlayStation coasters, Razer Thresher Ultimate PS4 headset. Fuck, that price jumps a lot between your first three to the last two.
It's like, and 25, yeah, 30 bucks, 400 plus.
And then, of course, topping it all off, the ultimate gift would be the PSVR headset.
I was going to put PS4 Pro in there as well, but I think the VR would be a better purchase. Because if you already have a PlayStation, you might not need a Pro. But they're just our thoughts and our opinions. Yeah. So what you can do is you can comment below and let us know what you think. We also did that with our community, facebook.com/group/popculturist. As a PopC community, whatever the fuck it is. Yeah. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Facebook. We reached out and we asked what some of our community members thought would be the ultimate PlayStation present.
Now, because we reached out so fucking late, as we normally do, we only got two responses, but thank you to those who did.
That's
from Jess.
That's something we'll be improving next year.
On eBay, you can get what's called full housing handle shell case button replacement for the PS4 controller. Now, these look to be like many different kinds of colours, like a clip-over shell for the PlayStation with all customised colours and different kinds of buttons.
I think it was the button replacements. I think, because I know, like, example, with the Switch as well, you can buy a set and you literally pull apart the controller and rebuild it with all the innards have, but you would replace the shell and make it the
ooh, gold chrome.
Ooh. So you make your own personalized controller.
Yeah.
I imagine Jess has that hot pink one you just saw.
I imagine so. And from Joel, just a PSA from Joel, pay attention to the 12 days of sale currently running leading up on the PSN and look out for Boxing Day sales online and install.
Yeah, there has been some incredible stuff with the 12. Didn't Max put one in there as well?
No, that was a different...
Different chat? So like the 12 months, the 12 days of Christmas, we've had Assassin's Creed, South Park, Need for Speed was in there as well. There's a bunch of really strong games going at like less than half price.
Now, the one gift that I want to encourage people not to purchase for Christmas for the PlayStation lover is Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Yeah.
Because chances are, if they haven't bought it already... It's because they're on the side of the hardcore gamer, where it's like,
that's the conflicts Max is having right now.
Yeah, I did see that in our Discord chat as well. Because either chances are if they haven't bought it already, it's because they're doing the vote with your wallet kind of thing against EA for all the microtransactions and all that bullshit they're doing. Don't buy that.
Yeah, but so that's going to happen within the next week or so. This is what the games that are coming this week to your PlayStation in a section we call, funny enough, coming to the players. So what's the drop got for us this week, Josh?
Quiet week this week. As usual, top to bottom, stop me if you want to talk about something. 36 Fragments of Midnight PS4 Digital. 3D Billiards.
Oh,
PSVR
there it is.
PS4 Digital, not
Game
VR.
Of the Year.
It's called 3D Billiards, but doesn't have VR support.
That's boring.
Accounting Plus PSVR.
I'll probably be picking that up, whether I'll stream it or not. It's like $8, I think. It's not very expensive. So this is made by the creators of Rick and Morty. It's essentially someone yelling at you for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It looks batshit stupid.
Just watching the trailer that came out of the Game Awards, it just seemed like so much noise to me.
It's obnoxious noise, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll still play it for a laugh.
Cat Interstellar, not featuring a cat, judging by the thumbnail. Defunct PS4 Digital. Dust Off Halley Rescue 2 PS4 Digital. Gunhouse PS Vita Digital. Hammerwatch PS4 Digital. Roller Coaster Legends PS4 Digital. Tiny Metal PS4 Digital. Ultra Wings PSVR Digital.
That's a meme vomit.
Going down. Virtue Go PS4 Digital. VR Apocalypse has been crossed out. Shame. And Xenon Valkyrie Plus PS Vita. Digital.
And we should also mention as well, if you do happen to have PlayStation VR and for some reason have the copy of The Last Guardian, you can get The Last Guardian VR experience. You can get all up and in Trico. Get you some tongue kissing that bird dog.
Having said that, you don't even need to own The Last Guardian.
Oh, is it free?
It's standalone free experience.
Oh, I take that back. If you have VR, you can tongue kiss bird dog all you want.
That's it for the drop.
But yeah, so anyways, that's us for this week. Now, we should mention our last episode of the year will be next week on Christmas Day. We've done that for one reason, because Christmas Day, morning's always fun. Like, oh, family, I love you so much. And then by like 12 o'clock, you want to fucking strangle everyone.
Yeah.
You want everyone out of your house. Mm-hmm. So how do you kind of transition back into the real world and have a good time? You watch us.
Talk about PlayStation.
You watch us talk about PlayStation and our game of the year. But that's next week.
If you want to input, we will be putting up a status sometime during next week on our Facebook community group.
Probably the next couple of days.
Facebook.com/group/thepopculturist, just to get the community's thoughts on their games of the year for certain categories that we've picked. We'll go through ours and then we'll go through them on next week's show. That's where I do this thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but if you want to sort of get some interactions between now and then, Josh.
If you enjoyed that PlayStation conversation, you can join in that one and many more every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on YouTube, iTunes, and other podcast services. How do you join in that conversation? Head over to www.thepopculturist.com/questions. Give us your thoughts, questions, and suggestions for the show. If the week between shows is a little bit too long, please join us on Facebook. Join us on Discord. If you're feeling generous, join us on Patreon, patreon.com/thepopculturist. Head over there, check out the tiers. There might be something there that interests You
like me and you want to share that your love of the Pop Culturist in your clothing, head to thepopculturist.com/shop. Purchase some lovely clothes.
You say that while you're not wearing
the shirt. She hasn't arrived yet. I got like, if I was, I'd be wearing it. My plan for the next year is now that I have four different shirts, I believe. Four? Yeah. I'm gonna wear a Popsy shirt every day.
I'll be wearing one every time we record, at least.
Yeah, every video you'll see us in our own branding because we're shameless.
Yeah, just remember, next week is the last show of the year. There will be no episode on New Year's Day. We'll be coming back on January 8th.
Correct.
The first episode of the year. Until then,
I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Josh Saunders.
And that was For The Players.